Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stripped Down, Unfiltered, and Unapologetic is a celebrity memoir by Bunny Exo. Born Elisa DeFord, known publicly as the host of the Dumb Blonde podcast, founder of Dumb Blonde Productions, and wife of musician Jelly Roll. The book presents her life as a raw movement from instability, abuse, and survival in and around Las Vegas trailer parks towards sobriety, entrepreneurship, marriage, and media visibility in Nashville. Its purpose is not to offer a formal self-help method, but to use memoir as testimony, a record of trauma, poor choices, hard exits, and deliberate reinvention. The book is positioned as a modern rag-to-riches story, but its emphasis is less on glamour than on accountability, resilience, and the refusal to be permanently defined by past circumstances. Its appeal lies in its directness, its willingness to discuss stigmatized experiences, and its blend of humor with painful material. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redemption is framed as personal responsibility rather than rescue. A central idea in Stripped Down is that redemption cannot be handed to a person by fame, romance, money, or public sympathy. Bunny Exo presents her early life as marked by instability, abuse, and exposure to environments where survival often required improvisation rather than long-term planning. The memoir's moral emphasis is therefore not that hardship automatically ennobles people, but that hardship can become intelligible only when a person begins to take responsibility for what comes next. This makes the book different from celebrity narratives that treat success as proof that pain has been neatly resolved. Bunny's story, as presented in available descriptions, insists on a more uncomfortable sequence. First, the damage, then the repeated cycles. Then the moment when the subject recognizes that remaining inside those cycles has consequences. The redemption arc is not sentimental because it includes self-accounting. She does not appear to position herself simply as a victim of circumstance, even while acknowledging the reality of trauma. That balance gives the memoir its practical force. Readers are invited to see change as possible, but not passive. The book's argument is that reinvention begins when survival habits are examined rather than romanticized. Secondly, the memoir treats sex work as part of survival, agency, and social stigma. One of the book's most distinctive dimensions is its willingness to address Bunny Exo's history in sex work without reducing it to either scandal or empowerment slogan. Public descriptions of the memoir indicate that she discusses entering the industry after years of instability and later describes leaving it as difficult but necessary for the indie life she wanted to build. This gives the subject a specific function in the memoir. It is not included merely to shock readers, but to examine how a person can seek control, income, visibility, and independence in circumstances where conventional routes may feel unavailable. The book's treatment of this material also complicates easy judgment. Bunny's account seems to recognize that choices made under pressure can still contain agency, while also carrying emotional and relational costs. That dual perspective is important because it prevents the narrative from flattening sex work into a moral lesson. Instead, it becomes part of a broader discussion about power, shame, financial autonomy, and identity. For readers, the value is not in voyeuristic detail, but in the memoir's attempt to place a stigmatized chapter inside a larger story of survival and self-definition. Thirdly, addiction is presented through consequences rather than abstraction. Stripped Down addresses substance use as a lived pattern with physical, emotional, and practical consequences, rather than as a vague symbol of being troubled. Reports on the memoir highlight a medical scare involving an infected tattoo and the possibility of losing a hand as a turning point in Bunny Exo's decision to stop using crystal meth. Whether read as a dramatic episode or as a cautionary memory, the importance of this moment is that it ties addiction to the body and to immediacy. The danger is not theoretical. It arrives through pain, infection, fear, and a doctor's warning. This kind of detail gives the memoir a concrete recovery logic. Change begins not because the narrator suddenly becomes morally superior, but because reality becomes impossible to ignore. The episode also clarifies the book's broader approach to transformation. Sobriety is not portrayed as a clean inspirational montage. It emerges from accumulated damage and a confrontation with mortality. That makes the account potentially useful to readers who distrust polished recovery narratives. The memoir's contribution is its emphasis on the ugly, practical threshold where denial stops functioning and the possibility of a different future becomes urgent. Fourthly, podcasting and production become tools of reinvention, not just fame. Bunny Exo's public success through the Dumb Blonde podcast and Dumb Blonde Productions is central to the memoir's later movement. The book positions her media career not simply as a lucky break, but as a continuation of traits developed under difficult conditions: direct speech, social perception, persistence. and comfort with uncomfortable stories. In that sense, the memoir connects survival skills to entrepreneurship. The same frankness that may have once been a defensive posture becomes part of a brand, a business, and a community of listeners. This does not mean the book treats online fame as uncomplicated healing. Rather, it suggests that reinvention often requires converting personal history into disciplined work. Bunny's path into podcasting also reflects a broader contemporary pattern in which public figures built influence through intimacy, confession, and perceived authenticity instead of traditional gatekeeping. Her success is therefore culturally specific. It belongs to an era in which a person can turn a rough biography into a media platform if the voice feels direct enough to sustain trust. The memoir stands out by showing that the entertainment industry chapter is not separate from the survival chapter, it is built from it. Lastly, humor, faith, and self-awareness soften but do not erase the darkness. The tone of Stripped Down appears to be one of its defining features. Publisher and media descriptions emphasize that the memoir is blunt, funny, self-aware, and occasionally shocking. That combination matters because the book covers material that could easily become either relentlessly grim or artificially inspirational. Humor functions as a pressure valve, allowing Bunny So to speak about painful subjects without presenting herself as frozen inside them. Self-awareness also shapes the reader's trust. The memoir seems to acknowledge contradiction, poor judgment, and emotional mess rather than offering a perfected public image. Faith and spirituality are also described as part of her healing, adding another layer to the redemption structure. The book does not appear to be a conventional religious memoir, but it includes belief as one of the resources through which she interprets survival and change. This tonal mixture may also define the book's limits. Readers looking for a carefully structured recovery manual or a restrained literary autobiography may find the approach too raw or personality-driven. Yet that same lack of polish is part of its identity. The memoir's method is to make discomfort readable through candor, wit, and reflection. In conclusion, Stripped Down is best suited for readers who want a candid memoir of trauma, addiction, sex work, reinvention, addicts, and public self-making, rather than a conventional celebrity autobiography. Fans of Bunny So and the Dumb Blonde podcast will likely value the fuller context behind her voice and persona, while readers interested in recovery stories may find practical benefit in the book's emphasis on accountability and breaking destructive cycles. It may also appeal to people drawn to memoirs by women who write openly about stigmatized experiences without asking to be sanitized for mainstream approval. Its intellectual value lies in how it reflects a contemporary form of fame, one built through vulnerability, digital intimacy, entrepreneurial self-branding, and the transformation of private pain into public narrative. Compared with more polished celebrity memoirs, this book stands out because its authority comes from bluntness rather than refinement. It does not appear designed to present Bunny So as flawless or fully healed. Instead, it foregrounds contradiction, survival, and the uneven nature of personal change. Readers should not expect a step-by-step self-help program, but they can expect a direct account of how one public figure interprets her past and converts it into a language of resilience, ownership, and hard-earned reinvention. If you would like to support Bunny Yejo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.